This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
And welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast. That means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and now Spotify. Well, some Caps players are back on the ice, so... Hockey! Yay! Woo! Right? I guess they're back. I don't know. Joining me as always to talk all about it, Coach Dan. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Surviving, living day to day. Getting my wear my mask when I go out. How are you doing with the pandemic situation? How many masks do you own?
Let's see. I do have a Capitals mask. I have a shark mask. I have a Batman mask. I have a Walking Dead mask.
Sharks or San Jose sharks
No, just sharks. Just random sharks.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify. You have a Batman mask?
I have a Batman mask.
Time out.
Yeah.
Is the mask like it looks like Batman's face or is it just the logo? Oh, he has it next to him. Why do you have it next to him?
I think I took a picture of
me wearing
it.
I thought you were about to put it on. I was like, why does he have his mask in his house right next to him?
Did I save that photo? I did not. I think I snapped it. So I don't have it.
All right. Well, you know what? Now I lost interest.
Yeah, I don't have it. It looks like a comic strip. Comic book strip.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah. And it's got like the pow, bam stuff on it as well. I got one with lighthouses on it. I got a lot of masks, you know. I wear a lot of different colors, so I need to make sure, you know, I can't wear a blue mask if I'm wearing a black shirt. That just looks weird.
But it wouldn't match. What are you doing?
Yeah, so I got things to do. So pandemic is happening. Things are opening back up. I'm still kind of wary about going out to some places. I tried to go to a restaurant this past weekend and they're like, well, we're kind of full right now, but we can sit you at this table. We just have to sterilize it first. And I'm like, you're supposed to be at 50% capacity and tables are supposed to be 6 feet apart. And if I sat there, I would literally have my back against someone else. So I'm leaving. So I'm going to take off.
Yeah. That's not how distance works.
Yeah. So, some places are taking it a little bit more seriously than others. I'm still doing takeout. I'm working from home the majority of the week, so it's been different, but I enjoy not driving all the time now, so that's good.
I actually kind of miss driving. When I get to drive my car, I'm like, oh. But then I don't miss spending money every week and a half week or so on gas.
Yeah,
that part's been nice, but no, I do miss driving a little bit. I have six masks. I have two Maryland ones, a Montgomery County one, and then I have three just generic black ones. Because I'm going to be needing a lot of them in the very near future when I go back to work.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Some places in this country have already opened back up, and then they've already started shutting down again. This is not going away. I mean, as much as we all would like for it to go away, this is going to be around a while. Yeah, so the NHL seems to be getting ready and is getting ready to reopen, and they have their guidelines out. And we've seen a couple Caps players back on the ice at former Kettler Center, and it's kind of weird. It's not called Kettler anymore. I don't know what it's called anymore.
It was never even called Kettler Center. Just made it up. At the former Capitals Iceplex Arena situation. It was the Kettler Cap. No, God, now I can't even say it. Kettler Capitals Iceplex. I think when I was trying to be a smartass, I actually said it correctly. oops. Isn't it like MedStar Capital? I'm gonna look it up. I don't care. At the Capitals practice facility, like who cares what's.
Yeah, that? Yeah. It's sponsored by somebody, but so
at
it seems
the
like
rink formerly known as Kettler.
There's players there. They're practicing. There's some kind of guidelines that they're supposed to be following. But the NHL is, I mean, it seems like they're at least taking some steps forward. So What has been your thoughts on how things have been going so far? I mean, it seems like the NHL is taking things seriously. It seems like they're moving in the right direction, but it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, this is a crazy time we're living in. This is uncharted territory.
I mean, it is definitely crazy. It's not something that we have anything to look back on. There's no historical data to look at and go, oh, the last time we had a global pandemic, we did this. Like, it's not. Everyone's just kind of like, they're reinventing the wheel for while this is still happening. And I think there's a lot of discussion that should have been, and I'm sure they had it to some extent, and I'm sure money is driving part of it, but I feel like I wouldn't have been heartbroken if they were just like, season's over. You know, no Stanley Cup. I mean, they don't have any problems canceling the season for a lockout. I don't see why they wouldn't necessarily cancel the season for a pandemic. And it would have sucked that they didn't get to end the season, but I wouldn't have been necessarily heartbroken because I think that would have been the safer thing to do. But they're going to try and, you know, finish things up, and they're going to have their tournament. I know the NHL moved into phase two of its return to play plan. I feel like that's kind of hard to say. They really should think about these things before they start making up names. But that happened back on Monday, the 8th of June. So you can have up to 6 players on the ice and a limited number of club staff. And there's a lot of, cleaning that has to be done, I'm sure. But the Caps have had, you know, players coming back, and we've seen pictures of, like, and Carl Hagelin's over in Europe, and he's skating, and Ovechkin's down in Florida. He's been down there since, like, what, end of April? He's got a new kid.
Yes, he does.
Got two kids now. So congrats to him and his wife on that. That's pretty cool. You know, he was skating the other day, and I'm sure he's doing, you know, the players are doing more than they're just getting pictured for. But, you know, they're starting to get ready, and I think I saw on Russian Machine that Ovechkin's going to be coming back on June 24th, so he'll be back in the area soon. And then the NHL is hoping to move into phase three on July 10th, which will then allow all of the 24 teams that will be taking place in this tournament to start their training camp. And so, I mean, I guess if you're going to make it happen, you're moving in sort of a safe function, as you talked about. You know, places are starting to reopen, states are reopening. Some counties more or less so than others. I guess down here in Montgomery County, you know, we're a little less open than you guys up there in Baltimore. But, it's if this is what they want to do, it seems like they're trying to do it the right way, and we'll see how it goes. And it doesn't look as bad as Major League Baseball right now. That's the important thing.
Major League Baseball definitely seems like it is just, they don't know what they want
to
do.
It's an S show.
Yes, it is. But from what I understand, when they actually do go back to playing, there's going to be a few hub cities. So Las Vegas is almost a guarantee that that's going to be a hub city. But I'm hearing possibly one in Canada, and I'm not really sure if there's any other ones out there right now.
Vegas, I feel like, let me do a quick Google search, but I feel like Vegas is the only one I saw that's definite.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, like, Seattle's, I guess they don't really have a rink, but if, like, Seattle, they're going to be like, we'll bring the NHL to them before they get there.
Apparently the arena there is really far behind schedule. I guess they had to shut down a lot of construction because of COVID. So they're very behind schedule of where they want the arena to be built right now. So changing everything.
I think this whole thing has definitely pushed a lot of things back. We're like, we're going to take a minute, because it's got to be hard to do construction when you can't, like, be near each other.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just guessing. I'm not really seeing anything official in terms of any other cities.
Seattle was one, or Washington State was one of the worst outbreaks in the U.S., wasn't it? There was a nursing home.
At first, yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
Up there. I would like to point out, now that we're on the topic of Seattle, because we don't ever stay on topic on this show.
No.
We definitely jump around. And that's okay. I feel like there's one thing they could have done, and definitely over Zoom meetings and email. It's the name of their freaking team. Like, you don't have to have in-person meetings to come up with that.
I think they have it. They just are, like, waiting for the right time to bring it out.
Nobody's doing anything right now. Announce it now. Then you get some positive news, because nothing else is going on. I feel like that would be a great opportunity to be like, yeah, we're talking about the NHL because Seattle's getting a team and they're called the Lumberjacks or something. Watch that be it. Oh my God, I'd be so bummed if that was the name, because that's so stupid. I don't know if there really is a good name at this point. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there's one in Canada. I see this one article on NHL.com saying that Edmonton, Toronto, or Vancouver could be a hub city.
I know Justin Trudeau was making some special exceptions for the NHL. So one of the Canadian cities could be a host to a to the NHL. But from what I understand right now, it's still all up in the air. Vegas seems to be the only guarantee right now. Which, I mean, the Capitals have had good luck winning.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I know. But the Caps have had good luck winning cups in Vegas, so that's true. You know, there was an article that came out not too long ago, and it said, is the Stanley Cup champion for this season, is there going to be an asterisk next to that team for that the way that they are winning? And I got to say, I don't know if I'd put an asterisk next to this one, because I actually feel like this one is going to be harder to win, because it's such a different format. You had a break, you had to go to training camp again, and there's a lot of times where teams start out really hot and they don't get very far in the regular season. We could see that in this little mini season that we're going to be experiencing this time around. So what do you think? Is there an asterisk next to the team that wins the Stanley Cup, or is it just like, hey, you actually worked really hard to do this?
If it's the Caps, no. If it's anybody else, yes. No. I don't know. I mean, I could kind of see it in terms of there being an asterisk because it's not the normal playoffs.
Right.
It's not the one we expect. And so it's kind of like, I think there could be a point there, but I don't think it matters. I think if you win the cup, you win the cup. And whether there's an asterisk or not, it's something to celebrate. It's something you accomplish. And so just because there's a little extra, you know, thing from the keyboard that's sitting next to your name, I don't think that's going to matter. And I honestly wouldn't even be surprised if they didn't put that, like, at the Hockey Hall of Fame. Right. I think maybe you'll have it as, like, a sub-paragraph somewhere in the display. But it's not going to be, like, Washington Capitals 2020 with the thing. It's just going to be they want it. Buffalo Sabres, not going to happen. They want it. And then, sorry. And they want it. And, there'll just be a sub-paragraph about it. I don't imagine. Because the reality is, I think you're to an extent you're right, because it's definitely going to be harder. Not because even there's more teams, but I mean, theoretically, everybody's healthy. Right. Typically, when you get later in the season, everyone's banged up at that point. And, you know, Backstrom couldn't even hold the cup by himself for more than just that little bit of a skate around. Because I think it was his thumb or his index finger or his middle finger. One of them was jacked up.
Well, I will say this. I mean, there aren't many live sports happening at this moment, but the UFC...
European football's back, and it's super weird without fans.
The UFC and professional wrestling. I know professional wrestling isn't considered a sport, but it's still athletic competition per se. But they, when the pandemic happened for a month and a half or so, there were wrestlers that were spread across the country that couldn't make it to TV tapings. And they came back, and within the first TV taping, three or four wrestlers got injured and are now out 6 to 8 months with injuries. And a lot of people say that's ring rust and having your body not go through that wear and tear like it normally does. So teams coming back right now, there's a good chance somebody is going to be 100% healthy, and then they're going to get back into the grind playing games, mm-hmm. and you're going to see a string of injuries that normally you wouldn't see in a regular season.
I'll give you a perfect example. Today I was watching Arsenal get destroyed by Manchester City, which is disappointing because I'm an Arsenal supporter, but I saw it coming. Not the point. The point is they had two guys go off injured. City also had a guy go off injured, but he got clocked by his own goalkeeper. And then also another guy get hit. But like, I'm not at all surprised that players getting injured in the first, you know, couple of games, because like you said, their bodies are not used to it at that point. Yeah, they're going to have a training camp, but you're not going to have those games. It's not going to be the same style
right.
that you necessarily would have had going into the playoffs normally. So, you know, I would not be at all surprised to see a string of injuries. And the Premier League, and I think all the leagues actually have done this. This is for your education, Brandon, because you don't watch soccer. But in European football, you typically get three subs throughout a game to make. And that's it.
Are they from Subway?
Changes. They are. They're actually, you know, no, it's 6-inch sub.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Turkey breast.
Okay.
It's great.
I like it.
So.
Flatbread guy myself, but that's cool.
I like the flatbread as well, but I don't feel like I'm as full after having it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, everybody, let us know what you think. When you go to Subway, tweet at BrandoCash, at WTP Coach Dan. Let us know. What kind of sub do you get from Subway? I like Jersey Mike's is pretty good. I definitely like that better than Subway. It's not that close.
I don't think I've been there.
All right, we got to talk. Potbelly's is my favorite, but that's the best point. Moving on, or back, actually, at this point. Normally, you get 3 subs in a game. They're giving them 5, although you only have 3 opportunities to make those 5 subs, but I'm not going to get into that. But they've given them more opportunities. So, you know, is there, and they're not going to do it, but should there be an argument that, like, you get to have an extra skater on the bench?
Right.
You know, for someone gets hurt, it's not necessarily like you're getting, you know, and everybody gets it, so it's not like anybody has the advantage over someone else. So, I don't know. Just throwing it out there as an idea. I'm sure they're not going to do that because you have enough guys if one guy gets hurt. But I think you're right. I would not be at all surprised if one or two guys over or more over the first couple of games, you know, I'm thinking hamstring injuries. I'm thinking more muscular than anything else, but hamstring injuries, thigh pulls. That's a thing, right? Shoulders from getting checked. Those are the 3 things that I'm looking out for in terms of injuries.
And it's really funny you're bringing up extra players on the bench because there's something that a lot of people are debating right now. It's the Washington Capitol Black Aces for the playoffs. Now, we know that the roster can change when the playoffs happen. Certain people that were with the Hershey Bears are now up with the big leagues, and we even saw that in the Cup year. We saw Nathan Walker, and we saw Alex Chason and a couple other players come up and replace a few players like Nick Backstrom when he was hurt. So there's a good chance that we're going to see some very unfamiliar faces for this run as well. We might see a guy that the Caps seemed really high on, like Martin Fehervari, but we might see guys like Connor McMichael, which we actually talked about throughout the season, just lighting it up. And where was he? The OHL? I think he was in the OHL, just playing like crazy.
Nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of
Going to see him with the team.
So that's a definite.
Well, okay, so I'm looking at an article from Last Word on Hockey from June 17th. I'm trying to see if this is just their opinion or who. I think these are actually who they're going to be calling up. And I know I saw it somewhere else that McMichael is going to be called. I might have been Russian Machine, but Phoenix Copley, which makes sense. You want another goaltender.
Sure.
Beck Malinston, Connor McMichael, Martin Fehervari, which actually isn't like Fervari. Like that, I was so disappointed. I was like, his name's not as exciting as I wanted it to be. Tyler Lewington and Daniel Sprong, who's the dude they acquired from Anaheim for Christian Juice.
Juice, yeah. Yeah, Fehervari doesn't surprise me whatsoever. Phoenix Copley.
No, not at all. He's got a future on this team if he can keep it up. I definitely think that Fehervari has an opportunity. I'm going to stop doing that. Has an opportunity to make this roster, if not next season, the season after.
Yeah, Phoenix Copley, that's good to just have up in the press box. Of course, I don't think he's going to see any ice time. You know, hopefully he won't see
any
ice time.
I don't think any of those guys are necessarily going to see ice time. McMichael, well, wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, we saw Shane Gersick. He also played a bunch of games during the playoff run. So that's a name I'm a little surprised we're not hearing there. But Connor McMichael was lighting it up in the OHL. So he might be another Tom Wilson type player that does a whole season in a lower league and then kind of jumps over the ECHL and AHL and hits right into the NHL level next season, whenever that may start. So we'll see. But yeah, we've got some young players that could really bring something interesting and something different to this team. I'm very excited to see what they can do.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be fun to watch. You see a young guy like McMichael who has the opportunity to come up and show what he's got at the moment against, you know, some professionals. And I think it'll be a good learning experience for him. And I don't expect him to play, but if we have an injury or two, I wouldn't be surprised if he got that opportunity, especially if he's showing in practices that he is the real deal. You know, kind of like Tom Wilson. They gave him an opportunity, and it took him a while to really become the player he is now, but he was able to provide something on the third and fourth line when he first came up. And if McMichael can provide something, then I wouldn't at all be surprised to see him actually get that opportunity. You know, I think they have a good roster right now in terms of where they're at. It's a little bit older. The average age of their forwards is just under 30. It's at 29.9, which is a little high for a team that you think, you know, would want to make a number of runs. But let's be honest, the core of this team is getting a bit older. Ovechkin's 34, Backstrom's 32, TJ Oshie's 33. Given these guys are all younger than me in the world of sports, that's getting older, not in the real world.
Yeah.
And then defensively, their average age is 28.3, which is not terrible, but it's a bit higher. I mean, everybody's either 28 or older, with the exception of Singenthaler. So we'll see kind of what happens in the offseason for the roster, but it's nice to see some younger guys get an opportunity to get a cup of coffee or a couple of cups at this point if they're the Black Aces, and then get an opportunity to practice with them. It definitely has to help your development. Plus, they probably get some pretty nice seats up in the press box to watch playoff hockey. And then I'll pay for it.
Oh, yeah, even better. And you're probably getting, you know, free food.
They're getting paid for it. But I'll bet the popcorn's really good up there.
Yeah. There was a movie theater, by the way, in Ocean City that there are no movie theaters open right now in the U.S. And they are actually selling their concession stand popcorn, like big bags of it for $15. You can just go pick it up and they'll bring it to your car. So I did that the last couple weekends.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and it was movie popcorn. I mean, there's a different taste to popcorn when it's in a movie theater as compared to what you do at home. And this was very different, and it was good.
It's a go-to move. Solid move.
Yeah, but so the Black Aces, we were talking about them a little bit. A guy that we are definitely 100% going to see on the ice. He's actually practicing with the Capitals right now, Braden Holtby. There was some questions going around of whether or not he was going to be the number one starter when this new playoff season starts. And yeah, Brian McClellan came out and said, yeah, this is our guy. He's our guy. It's his spot to lose. And I mean, that was never a doubt in my mind. I mean, even when he was kind of struggling throughout this season, and Samsonov has looked amazing. And I do think he's our guy going forward. But yeah, Braden Holtby's still under contract right now. He's still a Capital. He's the number one guy. I can't believe that was even a question right now. Now, if he comes out in the first game or two and he stinks it up, then yeah, maybe Samsonov gets the start to game three or four after that. But right now, Braden Holtby, he's the guy.
I mean, the last time they went to the playoffs and won it all, Holtby started on the bench. So historically,
he needs to start off slow.
Historically, not the worst idea. No, I'm just kidding. That's not how it works. You know, Holtby's your guy. He's your starter. I see no reason not to have him be the go-to guy at the beginning of this thing. And then, you know, let him lose his spot. His stats this season weren't necessarily the best. You know, he had a GAA of 3.11. He had a save percentage of .897. So Samsonov had better numbers overall there. Samsonov's GAA was 2.55, save percentage of .913. But he also played 22 less games. So if they play the same amount of games, I'd be curious to see where they're at. Samsonov might have better numbers. He might have more equal numbers. He might have worse numbers, which pretty much covers all the possibilities. But, you know, we don't really know what the case would have been. I think Holtby's your go-to guy. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season. You worry about that then. For now, you go with the guy that you're comfortable with, and they'll have practices to see who's in better shape, who's doing a better job. And correct me if I'm wrong, aren't they doing a couple of like round-robin games first?
They are. I don't think
they're not.
The Capitals aren't a part of those.
Correct. Ooh, I wonder if that's actually a disadvantage to some extent.
Maybe. I mean,
because this is almost like warm-ups. So, I'm fine with Holtby being the guy.
I think, you know, if you're a Baltimore Ravens fan, you kind of saw what could happen when your star player sits for too many weeks at the end of last season. With Lamar Jackson being the MVP of the NFL, he missed the last game, I think, of the regular season, and there was a bye week because they were the number one seed. So, I mean, he sat for almost a month, and then he came out against the Titans and did not go the way Ravens fans thought it was going to go. It did not go in the Ravens' favor in any way. So that kind of sucked. But we can kind of see what happens when other teams that are lower seeded are hungry and they have more time on the ice. They got better legs. They're in game shape, and sometimes players need it like that. Holtby, that was always Holtby's thing, right? He always wanted to be in net. He always felt like it helped him.
He wants to play every game, every second of it. He's like that kid that will take his ball and go home if he doesn't get what he wants. Like, he's very much not like that. In fact, he seems to be like a very good humanitarian and everything. But, no, he wants to play in every game. I mean, whether that's a benefit or not. But, you know, he's getting a little up there in terms of, although not really, because goalies tend to play a bit longer. He's only 30. So, you know, it seems like his stats haven't been as good the last year or two, but 2 years ago, he won the cup. He had a heck of a playoff run. So even if he has bad stats in the regular season, this is kind of a new season we're about to go into. And so we'll see. All bets are off at that point.
So what else is going on in Caps world? What else can we talk about during this this pandemic weird time pandemic we're living
episode.
In?
Well, let's give a shout out to Joe Bettinati. He's going to be receiving the Board of Governors Award for the outstanding achievement at the Capital Emmy Awards.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Congrats to him. Brandon, what is the... This is more up your alley in your profession. What is this that he's doing?
There's two awards. There's the Board of Governors Award, and there's the Ted Yates Award at the Capitol Emmy ceremonies. And it is the Board of Governors is, you know, it's the Board of Governors, and they vote on a station or a talent or something like that that exemplifies what it is to be excellent in their field. And it's the place I work, the entire building won it last year. So for Joe B to win it this year, a single person, it really shows what he has done for the area, what he's done for television itself, and everything that goes into his job. He's at the Emmy Awards every year. He judges Emmy.
Wins it every year.
Yeah, well, usually with the play-by-play category, he's the only one in that category, and he wins all the time. He actually was up against somebody last year and won last year. I actually went up to his table because I was at the Emmys last year, and I went up to his table and just told him I was a big fan, and he let me try on the ring, the championship ring.
Yeah, you sent me that picture. Did you send me that picture?
I think so,
yeah. I have a question going back to the award that you guys won. Is it like the Stanley Cup where you all get to spend a day with it, the trophy?
I wish. I really do. I think this one just looks like another Emmy Award, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember, to be honest. No, but okay, I'm also kind of super. I'm a little superstitious because I really want an Emmy. I want one. I really do. I was nominated last year. Luckily, I was nominated this year as well, and the show that I work on won an Emmy for like an entire episode last year. I think it was like Best Chesapeake.
And did you get to spend a day with that trophy?
I didn't want to touch it. I was superstitious, kind of like if you don't win the Stanley Cup, you don't touch the Stanley Cup. So
that's if you're a player.
But like the award winners were the producers of the show, so. Technically, I wasn't on the ballot, even though I'm a part of the team. So they each got an Emmy, and they're like, here, you know, hold this. You're a part of the team. And I'm like, not touching it until I win my own. So I don't want to jinx it. But here, let me read the description here. The Board of Governors Award reaches beyond those usually awarded for television news and production by recognizing achievements by individuals, organizations, or companies in community service or other worthwhile endeavors within the National Capital Emmy Chesapeake Bay region. Historically, the Board of Governors Award is presented for truly outstanding achievement and unique accomplishment of some duration and durability. This year, the award will be presented to Washington Capitals play-by-play announcer Joe Bettinati. So he has been with the Capitals as their play-by-play announcer for NBC Sports Washington for 25 years. So that's the big reason he got it. It's his longevity as well. So my station got it for being around for 50 years. Joe B is getting it for being on TV and being an awesome announcer for 25. So definitely deserves it. Nice guy when you meet him. Absolutely loves the sport. And somebody said on Russian Machine's message board or whatever that when Joe B and Locker aren't doing the play-by-play, they're not having as much fun watching the games. And I kind of agree with him. You watch a Caps game and it's not Joe B and Locker, you're kind of like, oh, that's a bummer. It's not going to be as fun.
Yeah, it's a little weird when it's like Al Kokin doing the play-by-play.
When Joe B does a national broadcast, it's even weirder when he gets excited for other teams scoring.
Yeah, you're like, hey, stop it.
I was like, hey, whoa, what do you, we're not happy about that.
Not okay.
But if they actually do have the Emmy Awards at an actual location this year, because again, who knows what's going to happen? I'll tell Joe B you said hi, and because we'll be sharing the room again.
They should do it like they do those what's it called, Publishers Clearinghouse things, where like it's on Zoom and then they announce that you've won it, and then you get a knock at your door, and there's someone standing there with the trophy.
Did I tell you what happened to me when I got nominated this year? I don't think I did.
I don't think so. We haven't talked
so, about it. Yeah, so they are, announced everybody on Facebook, and because there's so many categories, they actually did it through on three separate nights. So the night of the category that I'm nominated for was a night I actually had to work because we were broadcasting a debate for the Baltimore mayor. And the Democratic nominees were debating. So I had to be in the studio for that. It was like my one time going in that week. And I'm like, oh, of course, the one night I actually want to stay home and see this stuff, I have to go to work. So they started it. My show started at 8 o'clock. They started a little after 7:30 with the categories. So I set my phone to do a screen record of the Facebook stream. And my category comes up and it's like number 40A or whatever, editor, non-news. And they go through one nominee and then they go through another nominee, which is actually a coworker of mine. Congratulations to him for his nomination. And the feed stops, just cuts. And they're like, and the next nominee off. And I was like, what happened? What happened? So it's like 7:58 at this point. So now I'm getting ready to record and get ready to go live on the air. And I start getting text messages. Oh, my God, you did it. Congratulations. That's so great. And I'm like, what happened?
What did I do?
So
are you celebrating or packing a bag?
So, yeah, I'm trying to celebrate. I'm trying to figure out if I actually was nominated. I'm trying to see what actually happened. And I'm also trying to get live television to happen on the air. So there's a lot of things going on that night. Yeah. We don't know if the events are going to be live, if they're going to be virtual. I
can't imagine they're going to be able to do live.
I mean,
I'm telling you, man, they announce it and someone's waiting outside with a big old check. Like Ed Mc... No, not probably not check. Just with the trophy. So you're going to hear like... The winner is Brando Cash, and then it's going to be ding dong, and you got to call it and see it.
I was kind of bummed I didn't win last year because I was in Bethesda, and my plan was to go I was planning to go towards Georgetown and find that fountain that the Capitals ran in, and I was just going to stand there with my Emmy above my head.
That would have been so stupid but funny.
Yeah, but... You know, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I mean, good for Joe B. I'm very happy that he won. And, I mean, really deserving guy. He's an absolute talent. Congrats to him. And hopefully I'll see you in August, Joe.
Yeah,
actually,
well,
that's kind of interesting. What if there's a game that night? He might not be able to attend. I didn't think about that. Normally in that time of year, he's free, but not this time.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
No idea what he would do in that
I'll case. Take it. I'm here to accept for Joe B.
Get out of here, guy. Why are you even here? We're on Zoom. We got a little bit of other Caps news. Braden and Brandy Holpe actually created a Get Off the Bench for Racial Equality. They set up an auction, which raised $39,400 to be split between the Black Lives Matter DC and the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights. So that is pretty awesome. I gotta give Braden Holpe's just seems like genuinely a good dude.
He does. His whole family.
He does a lot of stuff for the LGBTQ community, and he's doing stuff for what's going on now. And a lot of credit to Braden Holpe as a person. In more silly news, the Caps won 4 NHL Fan Choice Awards. Yeah, that ones that matter.
Yay!
Forget the Stanley Cup. Let's win something stupid. So they won Best GIF.
Yeah, I mean that was an all right GIF. I mean, I didn't think it was like
a great one. Yeah, I thought it was going to be something more interesting. So he just kind of pops up into screen. That took home 31.1% of the votes.
I like the Ovi GIF where he realizes he's on camera and stares at the camera and then smiles.
That's a good one. I like that one. Yeah. That's a good one. Best pregame ritual. It's TJ Oshie and Tom Wilson each other in the butt. I guess it's Wilson hitting Oshie in the butt. It is definitely the best pregame ritual, but why is it a pregame ritual is what I would like to know.
And Oshie, I think, actually initiates it, and he low blows Wilson from behind.
Yeah, can we talk about how Oshie's kind of a weird dude, I think?
He is a weird guy. He really
is. I just
feel
like he's a bit of a goof.
He drinks beer through his shirt. Yeah, he does some weird things.
Didn't that start as a joke and they're like, dude, do it.
Okay.
Top team video, Might of the Night. I didn't actually watch any of this, to be honest. I just saw the gif and I know what the pre-game ritual is. Best team dog, damn right. Captain taking 22% of the votes. That's right.
Captain's a great dog.
Might of the Night interview. Oh, is this a, I don't know what this one is. I don't care. So yeah, that's the latest Cavs news. We'll watch as they get closer to phase three with more players getting back on the ice, getting back together, play some hockey.
We're getting closer.
Some hockey on some... I'm not even like get back and get playing, but you know, we talked about injuries before. What's going to be a big factor in injuries?
What's that?
Is that the ice is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
It's going to be so bad. I mean, the ice is already bad enough in the playoffs in southern cities and even in cities like kind of the central part of the U.S. But now you're playing in the freaking summer in August when it's hot. It'll be weird, though. I'll be able to watch live hockey on my birthday. Presumably. Doesn't really happen very often.
We were all there for the Baltimore Hockey Classic, the first one they did at least. And we saw
the
how
ice
terrible.
Was great.
Yeah, the ice
there,
was, it was a
there
pond.
Are chunks missing.
Yes. You could see the cement on the bottom. It was a terrible ice surface. It wasn't even ice. It was just, I think even, what was his name? What was the coach's name? Bruce was just kind of like, stop putting water out there.
Like, you're not helping. Stop.
You're not doing it. I loved at one point the glass fell and it was like a minute or two left in the period. And they're like, just go. Just go back to the locker room. We're not fixing it.
Deal with it later. Hey, guys, just put some cling wrap up. You put like a trash bag like you do in your car and the glass breaks.
Yeah. Nowadays, though, that plexiglass, man, that could get you some big money right now. People want plexiglass right now.
That's true.
Save that. Yeah. Actually, I know you're not a wrestling fan. Again, I'm bringing that up for another time. But WWE has actually put in hockey glass, is what they're calling it, around the ring to separate the ring from the crowds. And they said that's going to be the standard going forward whenever they do actually have live fans again, is the plexiglass is going to be there as a barrier between the fans and the performers.
No, it's not. That thing is going to be – because I used to watch wrestling, and that is going to become a part of the thing where some dude's going to, like, take it off and smash another guy in the back with it.
They already threw someone guy through
the
glass.
It's
going to
be the Dudley boys doing it. Of course they did.
Yeah. Keith Lee threw Johnny Gargano through one of the plates of glass at TakeOver in Your House. So, yeah, it's already happened. And all right, so that's it for what's going on in Caps World.
Yeah, you know, everybody's coming. Well, not everybody's coming back, but they're starting to come back, getting ready, play some hockey.
We're getting there. So that's it for what's going on in Caps World. Now let's go down on the farm. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We are going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. First time in a while we've been doing this, especially since they don't have a season anymore. But Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Well, down in Hershey, the only thing we got to talk about is the fact that I'm currently wearing the Bears hat that fan of the show, Dennis Fatone, sent to me. But nothing else going on up in Hershey right now. I imagine the park is closed.
Park's
Chocolate
closed.
World, not getting that free candy when you're done with the ride.
They're probably still making candy. I mean, limited.
That's true.
Space, but yeah,
that's
it's being
true.
Made.
Probably are. Probably are. I would imagine they're still making some candy. Can't do that from home.
No.
I mean, you can, but it's not there. Can't. Anyways.
Yeah.
But down in South Carolina, newly retired goaltender Parker Milner was named the best local athlete in the Charleston City paper. Which, if I'm reading this correctly, he not only retired in March, but he's also the newly named City Paper Cuisine Editor. Ooh. So, reach out to him, I guess, if you want to know places to eat in Charleston.
Okay.
Although, who's traveling right now?
Yeah.
It's probably not the best idea.
But he never dressed even as a backup for the Capitals, right? I mean, besides preseason, he was mostly just an AHL, ECHL guy.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, good for him for having a bit of a career as a goaltender. That's not an easygoing gig.
Hey, he made it further than almost, I'd say, a huge percentage of the world. You know, he played professionally, given it wasn't in the NHL, probably the goal. He still played professionally.
In Parker Milner's final AHL game, he earned a shutout at Lehigh Valley. Pretty good way to go out. Was beloved in South Carolina, hence why he was just named their best local athlete. That was from Zach Fish, the voice of the Hershey Bears. So even at the AHL level, his last game was a shutout. Good for him. Seems like he's had a good hockey-going career. Best of luck in whatever he does in the future. But I'm sure the Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays are going to miss the guy.
Yeah, it's nice to have just kind of a guy who seems to be beloved in the town he played in.
So is that it for down on the farm?
Yeah, that's it for the minor leagues.
All right, good luck, Parker. Thanks for the memories. Somebody else's, not mine. I never saw you play, but anyway.
Now I need someone to send me a Stingrays hat.
Yeah, I don't know. Are we popular in South
Carolina?
Dennis,
you going down to Charleston anytime soon?
I would love to see a Stingrays
just
game,
kidding.
To be honest.
Don't anyone really actually would. Buy me a hat.
I do have a Stingrays jersey. I do.
Oh, you do. That's right.
I bought that on eBay. All right.
I'm still waiting for the team to come to Baltimore.
We can hope. We can dream. All right. That's it for what's going on down on the farm. Now let's go around the NHL. All right, here we go. It's almost like a real What the Puck episode. We're going down on the farm and around the NHL. So, Coach Dan, tell me, what is happening around the NHL?
Well, let's start in Buffalo, where they cleaned house. Nobody is currently employed with the Sabres. They fired 22 people. Oh, my God. That's so many people. They fired general manager Jason Botterill, fired both assistant general managers, the director of amateur scouting, fired 1,100 scouts, the assistant director of, they didn't have that many scouts, assistant director of amateur scouting, their pro scout, two player development coaches, the rehab and development guy, no, that was a thing, and they fired the head coach and the two assistant head coaches in their AHL Rochester franchise. Everybody gone. They are cleaning house. Now, I know that Jack Eichel came out and said he's getting tired of losing. I get that. But damn, if that doesn't send a message. 22 people got fired. That's insane.
Yeah, that's a lot of people, especially in a pandemic.
I bet they get a good severance package. Sabres, 9 years without going to the playoffs. Trying to turn it around, like the Bills. Let's head over. Let's stay in New York, though. We're going to head down to the Islanders, who are apparently leaving Nassau Coliseum again. Because doing it twice to the fans is fun, I guess. I don't know. The owner, Mikhail Prokhorov, his sports and entertainment organization, is planning to close Nassau Coliseum indefinitely while it seeks new investors to take over the lease and assume its remaining debt. That is from Russian Machine Never Breaks. So the Caps closed out the facility once. Someone else is closing it again. So,
and the Islanders are still unhappy with where they're playing.
They just need a new arena and one that's not owned by somebody else.
They need a new arena. That thing was just built.
No, dude, it's not the one in Brooklyn.
Barclays? That's where they play, right?
No, yeah, but they didn't like it there, so they went back to Nassau Coliseum, and then now Nassau Coliseum is being closed again. So they need their own rink that's not old and falling apart.
Yeah.
Islanders, having it rough. And finally, known D-bag Ryan Reeves signed a 2-year extension with Vegas. And apparently said in an interview that he's itching to put his fist through someone's face or to lay someone out. So, I get fighting's a part of hockey, but it's not the main part. And if you're just out there to hurt somebody, what does that say about you? That's all I'm going to put in that. He got a 2-year $3.5 million extension. So
I think Tom Wilson has something to say about that.
I mean, he might have been joking, but probably not the most appropriate thing to say.
Well, yeah.
So whatever. He's a D-bag. But yeah, that's a little bit of news in the NHL.
All right. Well, I mean, things are chugging along. Hopefully everybody out there is staying safe, and hopefully the NHL is doing the right thing by starting the season back up again. We shall see. No. So, Coach Dan, is that the show for this week?
Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. So if you want to continue the conversation.
Is that what you guys do in the TV world? You do this thing? You're like, wrapping up, stop talking. I'm going to wrap up the interview.
I'm not in the studio, so I don't see these things. I'm in another part of the building. So I don't see anything. I just hear the director going, cut, cut, go, go. I'm like, I can't control anything. I'm sorry. but if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash on Twitter. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals related stuff when there is Capitals related stuff to discuss, which has not been very much as of late. Also, they're talking about Arsenal Football Club, the Bills, the Skins, now that Bruce Allen is gone. I really like what I'm seeing from the Skins so far. We'll see how that translates onto the field, but they don't seem to be walking dumpster fire at this very moment in time. Also talking about occasionally other things, Dorman. I found a team, besides the Caps, that Ryan and I both like. Ryan Reeves, because screw that guy. Yeah, we both like Dortmund in the Bundesliga in Germany. Brandon's over there going, the what?
It's not a real word.
The who? So, yeah, that's pretty good. They lost today, though, because I don't know why.
Bundesliga.
Let's just, we're going to wrap up the show. Bundesliga.
Bundesliga.
Good night, everybody. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, somehow that's fine to be on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. But if you've enjoyed the show, go ahead and check us out. Even if you haven't enjoyed the show, check us out anyways. Be nice. On Facebook.com/WhatThePuckPod. That's where you can find out when new shows are coming out, as well as all sorts of other things related to the Washington Capitals and the National Hockey League. That's Facebook.com/WhatThePuckPod. But Brandon, if they've enjoyed this show and they happen to be a fan of a certain purple-colored football team, not from Minnesota, and I think that's the only other one, is there a particular podcast that you could check out?
So you can go to Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. Check us out over there. The Call Podcast is my Baltimore Ravens podcast, and we talk all kinds of Raven stuff, and there's actually a little bit of Ravens news going on right now. Lamar Jackson is getting a brand new Funko Pop coming out, and he is on the cover of the new Madden game, and that cover was revealed yesterday.
I'm very sorry for your... I'm sorry, Brandon. That's...
I cursed the guy.
That's
anyway.
Unfortunate, buddy.
I bought his jersey while in quarantine, so, I mean,
he's on the freaking... You guys are screwed. Sorry, man. That sucks.
Yeah, every time I bought a jersey, though, the player immediately gets hurt. So, sorry, Lamar. I had to buy your jersey, though.
Well, wait. If you knew that, then why did you do it?
I want to break the curse.
You're not... Oh, my God. He's got two curses on him? Wait, hold on. If he has two curses, do they cancel each other out? Or is he going to, like... No, what could happen... That could happen. That's fair. It could happen. I'll be the kid from Angels in the Outfield. It could be that the curses cancel each other out, which I feel like is unlikely. Or you just doubled up the amount of pain he's about to go through, which kind of makes you a bit of a jerk. I just want to point that out.
I'll accept that. I'm a pretty big jerk. But if you want to check out that, The Call Podcast is my Ravens podcast. We're available all the places you listen to What the Puck, and that now includes Spotify. Again, if you guys are Spotify listeners, you can listen to The Call and What the Puck on Spotify. And Google Play Music has now shifted, if you haven't noticed. Google Play Music has shifted all of their podcasts from Google Play Music to Google Podcast. Google Play Music at the end of the year, apparently, is going away completely. So Google Play Music, if you have any music on there, will be turning into YouTube Music. And then the podcasts are going to Google Podcasts. So things are changing at the Google world. We're going along with them, but plenty of options. Yes, Coach Dan.
Did you say, for those of you listening, I raised my hand because apparently I'm in school. Not only is Lamar Jackson getting a Funko Pop, so is Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Do they all look like this where they just have a hat on and throwing a football? Because that's not what the players look like when they're playing. I'm fairly certain they wear a helmet.
No, you need to
Or they
out.
All become too top heavy. I mean, they already have giant heads.
They do. Well, yeah, that's been something. I've gotten a few that are just too top heavy and they won't stand up on their own. Like, I have a Rocket Raccoon with a Groot on his shoulder and it's just...
I have that one. He won't stay up. All right, we should probably just wrap up the show at this point. It's getting a little weird.
If anyone out there, if you're a Ravens fan, if you're a Caps fan, or if you enjoy the beach, you can stay at my beach house. You can go to benchmarkatthebeach.com and look up Dune Mist 1, and you can book your summer vacation in Ocean City, Maryland. We do have 1 week left in August, and we have Labor Day weekend available as well. So if you would like to spend some time at the beach and be smart and social distance from people on the beach, I know a place you can stay. So make sure you do that. And yeah, check us out there. So let's see what else. We got no games to promote. We got nothing like that. Like Coach Dan said, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/WTP podcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Now, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok, anywhere you're social on the web or with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Thank you all for listening to us ramble on while we still wait for hockey to come back.
This is like the lockout episodes.
I know. I got to tell you, though, that hockey in Hollywood episode may have been one of my favorite episodes we've ever done. That was so much fun to put together and to edit, and I really enjoyed that one.
Which one was that one?
That was the one from, what, three episodes ago, where we talked about hockey references and pop culture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're running out of material.
That was a good one, though. All right, everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Suck it! We did it!
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman, voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.